police box. What on earth is he doing here? Well, these things are usually on the street.
Doctor Who's TARDIS. It's certainly not something you expect to see parked up in someone's driveway, especially here in the sleepy suburbs of Hollywood. But rest easy, neighbours. Doctor Who hasn't moved in next door. It's the latest project from the Hollywood Men's Shed Group. Well, I've come to meet the man who helped put the TARDIS together.
My name's Bill Lockhart. I live here in Hollywood. It is a big blue box, and it looks like as near as we could get it to what it would look like on TV. It's about 7 foot tall by about 3 foot square, and it has like imitation windows and so on it, as authentic as the Doctor Who one as possible.
And is it just as roomy inside as Doctor Who's?
Well, I can't really tell a lie. If you walked into it, you might feel a little bit more cramped than the Doctor Who one.
Feel it. Feel it, you feel it?
It's a faint vibration.
It's alive.
Inside, we've just said that probably isn't as big as Doctor Who's, but what is in there?
When you open the door, it looks black at first. And then on come some nice little lights and sort of do a little bit of flashing lights and so on. And then you'll see a screen where you actually see yourself because it's running and there's a camera and so on.
The TARDIS took 6 weeks to build. The spacecraft has spent the day on the streets of Hollywood. Inside, an interactive computer experience recorded the views of the public, and it will be used to help inform the town's master plan.
That's the whole thing about it. It's helping build community here in Hollywood.
Is this really where you live, Susan?
Yes.
And what's wrong with it?
But it was just a telephone box, perhaps.
What would you say to anyone who was thinking of building their own TARDIS or something similar?
I would say, do have a look on the internet and Google it. It's amazing the number of people who have built TARDISes. I haven't seen any around Hollywood, mind you, until this one. Right across the world, people do build TARDISes, and it's great fun.
On Saturday, the TARDIS was on display at Dublin's Helix Centre for the Men's Shed Festival.
They thought a bit of surprise, and a lot of sort of back clapping. They said, oh, good on you, you know, that was that. And that's one of the good things about Men's Sheds. We're not competing with anybody.
And what's next for you guys? Maybe the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, or the Enterprise ship from Star Trek?
There's two things. We are actually talking about building what do you call them? The Daleks. We're thinking of building, but we'd like it computerized, a Dalek. But a real next step is to build a 3D printer. There's one gentleman on our group who's intent, he's saying we have to build a Dalek because it'll look much more authentic when it's sitting there beside our TARDIS.
Exterminate all humans! Exterminate all humans!
We need to warn the people of Hollywood then, there might be a Dalek invasion on the horizon.
I think you need to watch out. If you're in Hollywood and you come shopping or anything like that, just be very careful if you're walking down the high street, because you never know what you might meet.
They are to be exterminated, you understand? Exterminate.